It is 10 past 10. We're not doing Auditune Fortune today because I have been infiltrated by the brand new 2FM breakfast show that consists of Cal Mullen, Roz Purcell, and Ashton Bonner, who isn't here with us today. Hello, guys.
Go on.
Oh, my God. We're so excited.
Sorry, as if people couldn't hear you the second that I put my mic up to go talking, you were like...
Well, we already gasbagging. It's great. Yeah. Can we not play Auditune Fortune? I wouldn't mind having a go at that.
You having a go at it?
Yeah, no, that's true.
No,
that's
absolutely fair. Not. We'd like to keep that for somebody else. I was actually saying people can do their homework today. It's like a little rest day. You know, take a little look, see if you can figure out who it is. Anyways, we're not talking about Auditune Fortune. There's other things going on the station. Jesus. So, this was... a shock to the system. I'm not going to lie. I feel like I'm in the dark about everything like everybody else. I was telling everybody at 10 to 10 going like, I'll tell you what's happening when I know what's happening. Mm-hmm. And here it is right in front of me.
Here it is, Laura.
Guys, so I found out 30 seconds ago that there has been pilots going on in the middle of the night here since May. So you've all been coming in just around us and I've been none the wiser. Like, what happened? How'd you get into a room?
Well, literally what happened was Dearan left in May and the building caught fire. Yeah. And so then after we had to, you know, we start deciding what we were going to do. Yeah. And we started getting in the room a few different people. And I have to say, like, with yourself, Aisling, and myself, just something clicked.
It clicked. And possibly all our talk about drones and cameras helped.
That to say the nerd talk is going to absolutely be off the charts.
We were on a shoot the other day and I was like, is that the new F2 lens? And Carol was like, oh my God, Roz.
Were you saliva in the mouth?
I was like, oh my God, wow. And Aisling was like, what have I done? What have
I
done?
Is it too late to back out from this right now? It's fantastic. It's a full circle moment as well for Aisling Bonner, because obviously she used to do the traffic here across the way and she's been making shapes across radio for the last couple of years. I'm so excited.
She's so talented. Yeah. She really is. So we cannot wait for everyone to get to meet Aisling properly. Yeah. And she's amazing.
She's
so we're
so
really
lovely.
Excited.
Yeah. And obviously for me, it's bittersweet because like, this is so exciting for me. And then on the other hand, I'm saying goodbye to my work bestie, Emma, who I've worked with for 2 years. And like, we clicked as soon as we started working together. And
you and Emma are actually friends as well. You see, this
really
helps
are.
Things.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're really good friends.
We're joined at the hip. So I'm really sad to be leaving that behind, but really excited as well. So I never understood, you know, that phrase, a bag of emotions, until today.
You're back in the motion.
Yeah.
Roz, because Carol, obviously you've been doing 2FM Breakfast for 5 years now,
for 3 years now. Yeah. And it's for forever. The last six months with Africa as well. So it's the same for me with Africa as well. Mm-hmm. Super talented, brilliant person. It was great work with Africa over the last few months. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's bittersweet, but we're so excited as well.
Come here and tell me this much, Roz. I think you're going to be grand at the early mornings.
Laura, you know me.
I know.
I have been training for this my entire life.
This is why I've been doing sunrise hikes. It's to make sure I'm good go for 2FM breakfast.
Here we go.
It's one of the big questions when you're trying to decide on someone for breakfast. Like, would they be able for the mornings? And it's like, okay, Roz is grand.
I grew up on a farm.
This is not even a question.
I grew up on a farm. I had no choice. Since a young child, I have been up at the crack of dawn. And like, you know, I'm not just up. I am awake. I'm talking to people. So I'm really looking forward to this.
There's a rule on breakfast that you're not allowed to mention the word tired, right?
Yeah.
I reckon that we're going to have a new rule with Roz where it's like, okay, Roz, I know you're awake, but maybe you're actually too awake.
Maybe you need
to just calm down for a moment.
Roz will be coming in to kick off breakfast at 6. She'll be in from 5 and she'll have hiked.
Tick knock on the way. We cannot say tired, and you're just after having a newborn baby.
He's going to be up anyway.
For that one, yeah. Oh, wait till you see over the next 6 months. You're going to see the worst of me, my friend.
I was going to say, Carl, have you got any tips for Roz? Roz, have you got any tips for Carl on how he can get himself up in the morning and really, really get himself going?
Change your alarm to something really, really drastic.
Like, Aisling, my wife Aisling will love that. By the way, that's going to start getting confusing.
Oh, Aisling.
My sister Aisling and my wife Aisling.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no. We need to come up with a different terminology for my sister.
My sisters.
No, I can't go. Lads, what can we expect from the new show?
Well, you know what? It's breakfast radio, so it's going to be fun, entertaining. I'm hoping to bring in a little bit of nerd. Carl, you'll be on board.
I'll shake your hand on that one.
I actually feel like Aisling Bonner is going to have so much work on top of her to
possibly
keep you guys a little bit more chill.
Yeah. Maybe. That's probably going to be Aisling's job. Do you know what? Like, our job as radio presenters, and particularly at breakfast, is to just bring a bit of light in the morning. Yeah. Like, there's a lot going on in the world. It can get a bit serious sometimes, and we want to be the complete opposite of that. We want you to be able to turn on the radio, to have a bit of fun, to have a laugh, But to feel like you're in the room with us, like you're our mates, like this is the best job in the world. It is the greatest job you could ever have. And we want you to feel that, because without you, we don't have it.
I want to hear him say that on his fifth morning of a child waking him up all night long, that this is the best job in the world.
It is the greatest, I think.
I'm very excited. I mean, Breakfast, it is the most important show in terms of like that's what wakes me up to get me up to get me on air. Like if you guys
we'll
are doing a crap
that,
job.
Laura.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll
you better
remember that.
You need to prepare yourself, because you know Laura is a great one for coming in on air and then just having a go over nothing.
I was going to say, you're going to be off the hook here enough, because if you think I go for you, I have got dirt mounted up on Ros Purcell, you know, that I'm just going to come out every single day with it. You get ratty.
Laura and I, we'll go for each other. We have known each other so long. How long has it been? 9 years?
Yeah, nine, ten years. Yeah.
Yeah, Laura reminded me in a nightclub one night. That's how we first met.
No way.
Yeah, Ros was sauntering around with a bag, nothing, just being like, oh, how do I get around here? That was in your nightclub days, Ros.
I've never actually seen Ros Purcell in a bad mood. So that's maybe our first challenge, to like try and
Don't you worry. Oh, you'll see them. Do you know when they'll come out? Is when there's something really competitive happening to both of you on the show. Yeah. That's when she goes low.
Good to know when we're developing ideas for the new show. Yeah. Okay, make it competitive.
We have got another surprise coming up here on the show. Have you guys got any guesses who it is?
I don't know. I don't want to say too much because I'm very bad at lying.
Oh, God.
Can I just say, people are going to be excited about this.
Yeah. Very excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very exciting. I know everybody else is going to be really excited about waking up with you guys in the morning. I am thoroughly going to enjoy it.
Like, thank you so much. And we are really excited for it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
To all three of you, you'll have to pass it on now to your third leg.
Exactly. We'll catch you in the morning very soon. And it's going to be a laugh. So please stick with us, because we can't wait.
I'm so excited about this. I'm going to go after that third leg comment tomorrow. Yeah. Now, we just introduced you to the brand new 2FM breakfast show with Ros Purcell, Carol Mullen and Ash Bon. That is going to be kicking off very, very soon. But we do have a brand new 2FM drive. And I would like to welcome 2FM drive with Dieran Garrahy, everybody.
Oh my goodness. Testing. 1, 2, 1, 2. Are we on? Are we live? Laura, are we live?
It's about time I gave you a winner's bet. We're live there.
We're live.
There we go.
I missed the winner bed. Oh, Laura, thank you.
Pure joy.
Thank you for having me. Hang on, I have my water, I have chewing gum. Yeah. What else do I need?
You're good.
Radio?
What else do you need?
I don't remember.
Bit of wit. Like, let's go. Let's get it all done.
Sense of humour.
Dieran.
Yes.
I have to ask you, like, because you only left here last May, right? And we said a very heartfelt goodbye to you. Tears were shed.
Yes.
We hugged it out. We did a lot, we said a lot of nice words. And now I need to rewind and bring them back in again and take them, swallow them, because they're gone. Why are you back?
Oh, so many reasons, Laura. First of all, it's a joy to be here with the 2FM studio camera pointing towards me and for me to not look like a boiled ham.
That's stunning.
That's the main thing.
It's the different time slot.
To have a bit of makeup on and the hair curled is fantastic. So yes, of course, I left 2FM Breakfast last May. It's been a fabulous couple of months.
Yeah, you've had a great time.
I have. Yeah, do I look well rested?
You look well rested.
Thank you. The skin looks good.
The skin is glowing.
Okay, good.
The hair is fantastic.
Yeah. So I left and I took a bit of a break. Mm-hmm. I went travelling. We were supposed to kind of go around Europe, but then we went to France and we kind of loved France. We stayed in France for a while.
So that's just cycling around for a bit.
Got married. Did I tell you I got married?
I don't know. Did you mention you got married?
I should have probably done an
what
Instagram
kind of
post
did you
or
wear?
Something. Yeah. Oh God, well, I'll show you photos.
Oh, you show me a bit afterwards. Yeah, I haven't seen them yet.
Got married. And then, well, actually, about 2 weeks before the wedding, I got a phone call from a certain someone saying, is there any chance you might still have an old love affair with radio? And I said, can I just get married and I'll be back to you.
I want to do this love first.
Yes. And I have missed it more than I ever could have anticipated. I've missed live. I've missed listeners. I've missed a rapport with the listeners, the 2FM listeners, you know.
2FM listeners are deadly.
How amazing they are. And so I am so thrilled to be back on 2FM for a 2FM drive with Dieran Garrahy, 3 to 6 weekdays. It's very exciting.
It's strange. It's going to be so strange for you to like to mold into that time slot, because you've gotten so used to a completely different radio show. Dieran, this is going to be the first time you're going out on your own.
I know.
Like that's, you know, every time that you've done radio, you've been in a duo or a trio and it's a lot of bounce back and over and the show's split and it's a lot. I'm telling you now, it's a lot of work going in by yourself.
Listen, and you are absolutely smashing that. I had a moment this morning. I got a taxi here because I was like, I don't want to drive because I'm going to get messages because it'll have been announced or whatever. So I was like, I think I'll get a taxi. Flying. And it was very refreshing. The taxi driver was like, so why are you going over here? I was like, okay, how do I start this story? I was like, well, I used to work here. He was like, were you on radio? I was like, yeah, up until last May. And he was like, oh, and what are you doing now? I was like, well, I'm going back in. So anyway, I explained the whole story and yeah, I just can't wait. And yeah, sorry, it will be a challenge to be on my own. Of course it will. But I feel like it's been 10 years in the making for me. Yeah. Like it's been 10 years since I started on AA Roadwatch doing the traffic. And then everything took off with social media and Snapchat and following and, you know, the Dhiren Project and then 2FM Breakfast and then COVID and broadcasting from home and back in studio and then the two lads, Duncan and Carl, who I'm going to miss so much. I really am. And it's going to be tough to try and navigate a path on my own, but I'm so ready for the challenge. And I just, again, the listeners are the best and I just can't wait to be back.
As you said it there, it's 10 years in the making and there's something so special about radio. There's something so special about, you know, the fact that shit can hit the fan live and you have to deal with it.
You have to deal with it. But that's the best part about it as well. And it's the same with Dancing with the Stars. I mean, I said it to someone the other day, like walking down the stairs, once I don't fall down the stairs and Jen and I meet at the bottom and we say our first couple of lines, there is no feeling like live. Yeah. And
it's
so
the best.
I've missed it. And even just being in the car and listening to radio and how you interact with callers or, you know, the breakfast show or Tracy or whoever, I've missed that. Yeah. I'm driving along and I'm jealous.
It's getting on. But this is it. It's like you actually don't know what it's going to be day to day. And you don't know. And I say that like, you know, I'm like, oh, when things go wrong, you need to react. But there's also those golden moments where things are so great.
And go so right.
It goes so right. Yeah. You've got people who are like winning a ball of cash on air and you're like really part of their day. Then you're like, oh my God, I can't wait. Tell me where you go on holidays. Tell me what's going on. Or someone doing their local shop. Yeah. We've had so many people on the phone walking up and down the aisles of Tesco that you're going like, I love that we're still part of this.
Yes.
Like that we're still
golden
involved.
Moments.
It is.
And it's such a strange feeling today. I mean, I feel like a newbie in ways, but I also feel part of the furniture.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited for the new schedule and for the breakfast show and for Carl, my good pal, and Roz and Aisling. As you mentioned earlier, Aisling is amazing. And
Ash Bond. Like the fact you even said it there, you started on AA Roadwatch.
Yes.
Aisling Bonner started on AA Roadwatch and that's how she was introduced to us here in 2FM. And I'm so happy that she's back and we get a nugget of her because she's such a great, great person.
Yeah. Three of them, the balls of energy. Yeah. They're going to be absolutely brilliant.
It's fantastic. You're going to have to be hanging around the office now for ages before you go on air. It'll be amazing.
But Laura, again, I'll have time to look appropriate. And I'm going to be in this studio.
I know. It's the nice studio.
This is the glam studio. The other one's a little bit dusty. It's fine. It's just a little bit dusty.
Yeah, just a tiny little bit.
This is the glam one where we bring in, you know, guests and it's just, oh, I'm very excited, Laura.
Let's be real though, right? Yeah. 3 to 6, Monday to Friday on 2FM.
Yes.
2FM Drive with Dhiren and Gary. What are we going to get?
Anything and everything. Music, entertainment, interviews, giveaways. All the things we all just say.
All the things we all just do.
But I'm going to be here for the next, obviously I'll be in the office for the next couple of weeks planning it. And again, I'm so excited to see everyone, all the producers, all the BCOs, everyone who works in 2FM. They're just amazing and I can't wait to get going with them again. And there's a lot of people who I wouldn't have maybe seen on the other end of the day. So I would have left work at, I mean, realistically, probably 9:15.
Yeah. 10:10 on a good day.
But, you know, there's a lot of people I'm actually excited to get to know and to have a fresh slate of coming in and going, oh, guys, we never got to work together.
I need to say this live on radio as well. In every industry, things just leak, you know, things like trickle around the place.
Yeah.
Not in a bajillion years could I have ever called this. And when the news came out this morning, this is why I kept saying on air to people, we've got big news. I'll jump on that Teams call. I'll let you know as soon as I know. Because nobody knew.
A very select number of people knew.
Dhiren, like Brian Moran called this a couple of weeks ago. He said, I wonder what they ever bring Dhiren back. I wonder what this go on.
Did he actually?
But I think he was kind of spitballing to see what would happen. I said, will you go out of it? Absolutely.
Did you just say Brian Moran and not Beebles?
I know. I'm trying to grow up.
Oh, right. I know. See, it's hard when you get engaged.
No, it's not even that. It's the fact that we were in an Apple Green there not so long ago and this grown man walked over to him and said, hi, Beebles, how are you? I was like, this is getting out of hand.
It's a stop.
It's getting too much.
So what he called it?
He didn't. I batted it down and said, no, absolutely not happening. And then we went on again. And then the fact when that news came out this morning, it was your name. I was just like, oh my God, this is amazing. Yeah. And it's even better than it was such a surprise.
Such a surprise. It really was. And I gave Carl a little bit of a heads up, maybe a 15 minute heads up. He nearly fell off his chair.
I would imagine so.
So yeah. So there you go. I'm so thrilled. I'm so excited.
Well,
and I'm back.
As much as I would love to keep you here for a little bit longer, you have to get upstairs.
I've got a lot of work.
You've got a show to plan.
I've got to get to work.
Would you like to play a song on 2FM while you're here? Your first song on this show. Not your first song, but your first song to lead yourself out.
My first time to introduce. Can I introduce it?
Would you like to?
It's Beyonce. It's Cuff It. It's 2FM. It's Laura Fox, but it will be there in Garrity. It's all of us.
Later on the day. It's everyone's running around.